Family meals around the dinner table have an enormously beneficial and lasting effect. If families can understand the value of slowing down for long enough to gather around the table and share conversation with one another, it would go a long way to nurturing a sense of belonging and connectedness for each individual. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss how to ensure mealtimes are food for the soul. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mother wrote to us and asked this question: how can we get the most out of our family dinner times? Our family recently committed to sharing mealtimes together at least 3 times a week. It was an adjustment in the beginning. There were a lot of rough spots, but I'm pleased to say that we're already seeing some positive results. At this point, my major goal is to be intentional about making mealtimes meaningful. In particular, I want to find ways to make the very best use of the time we spend together. Do you have any suggestions for things we should be looking to accomplish as we gather together at the table? There are lots of practical things you can do to make mealtimes as meaningful as possible. But before getting into the details, we'd like to remind you that this is an art rather than a science. The key here is to strike the proper balance. You don't want to hyperstructure your times together. Don't adopt such a rigidly intentional approach that you squelch spontaneity. That will only put a damper on your family's enjoyment of the experience. You've already succeeded in getting them to the table. If you want to keep them there, you have to be willing to let things unfold naturally. But you can provide a little gentle guidance at appropriate moments if you're wise and you know what you're doing. Family meals can be powerful events in the lives of both children and adults. They can and should be an occasion for sharing the day's events, decompressing, commiserating, and encouraging one another. It's a time to laugh, to learn how to speak and listen politely, establish one's identity as a member of the family, welcome guests, and acknowledge God's provision on a day-to-day basis. In our view, these are the kinds of things you should be seeking to accomplish when you sit down to eat together. There are many ways to do this. You can use games, stories, questions, books, articles, and jokes to get some productive table talk going. You might organize a family humor night. Assign each of the kids to bring something funny to the table. It could be anything: a joke, a picture, a story from a book, or an anecdote about something that happened at school. Of course, there will be times when laughter doesn't seem appropriate. On those occasions, there are other things you can do to stimulate conversation. Try going around the table and asking each family member to share a personal goal. As an alternative, you could get things started by making a comment about some significant event in the news. This would also be a good time to talk with your children about the foods they eat. They should understand why some are better than others. While you're at it, sample the foods you're discussing. Learning by example at the table can help set patterns that will last a lifetime. The possibilities are almost endless. While we're on the subject of conversation, we should mention that it usually isn't wise to address sensitive family issues at the table. If mealtimes become a hotbed of constant bickering and animosity, no one's going to want to show up. Ideally, the family table should be characterized by warmth, respect, safety, and mutual support. If no one seems to have much to say, you can stir the pot with a few open-ended questions like, "What was the highlight of your day?" or "What didn't go well today?" Whatever you do, remember that televisions and phones should be turned off before the family gathers. Your physical presence around the table won't accomplish anything if your minds are somewhere else. This is a time to talk to one another, unhindered by the distraction of the TV or the demands of the cell phone. The whole point is to connect in meaningful ways and get to know each other better. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.